always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. The U.S. is vowing a response to the weekend drone strike on an American military installation in Jordan that killed three U.S. service members and injured 34. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby said of that response,
"We'll do that in a time and a manner of our choosing to see what we can do to help bring these attacks to an end and make sure that we can protect our troops and facilities."
Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin is working at the Pentagon today for the first time since his secret hospitalization for cancer treatment and a subsequent infection. Articles of impeachment set to be marked up this week against Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas. Republicans in the House say he has failed to secure the southern border. E. Jean Carroll told ABC News she plans to use an $83 million judgment she was awarded from former President Trump on something he hates. He's appealing. And Kensington Palace says Princess Kate is out of the hospital, recovering at home from abdominal surgery. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A key committee of state lawmakers this week will take up a proposed $7.5 million matching grant as Wisconsin seeks to become a regional federal tech hub. Lisa Johnson heads the group leading the effort. She tells WISN-TV's Upfront that state approval is an important step.
So now the state's coming forward and saying, we do believe it, we agree, and we're willing to put money behind this.
The governor has to sign off on the matching funds by the end of next month. A buck at a Sheboygan County deer farm has tested positive for chronic wasting disease. CWD is a fatal brain wasting disease similar to mad cow that strikes deer, elk, and moose. It's caused by an infectious protein called a prion that affects their brains. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly. Thanks to warmer-than-usual weather, the John Bear Grease Sled Dog Marathon had to be canceled this year. However, the mushing community hosted a special party and fundraising event at the starting point this weekend. According to a Northern News Now report, participants and fans of the event filled Billy's Bar in Duluth to raise money without the race. The proceeds also went to benefit Billy's Bar, as the race is typically one of the biggest business days of the year for them. The organization is hoping for colder weather next year. The pedestrian that was sent to the hospital following a hit-and-run incident in Duluth on Thursday has been identified as a Duluth firefighter. According to the Duluth Police Department, the incident occurred around 5:45 on Thursday evening on the 9500 block of Grand Avenue. 24-year-old Raymond Skoglund was hit by a vehicle and critically injured. He was transported to the hospital. An 88-year-old man was arrested on Friday and is being held at the St. Louis County Jail. The cause of the crash is under investigation. And that's what you need to know. For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
Bucks take on the Nuggets. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Bucks begin a long road trip to five different cities, starting tonight in Colorado against the defending champions, the Denver Nuggets. New head coach Doc Rivers asked, how hard is it taking over a team in the middle of an NBA season?
Listen, I've never done this. I wouldn't wish this on anyone. It's going to be a challenge. Got to get organized quickly.
Rivers attended the Marquette basketball game, where he played in the early 1980s. Packers quarterback Jordan Love, also in attendance as a fan. The Golden Eagles beat Seton Hall 75-57. They're on the road tomorrow night against Villanova. NFL, the 49ers are headed back to the Super Bowl. They were down by 17 points, but came back to beat Detroit 34-31. Lions head coach Dan Campbell asked, why didn't he try a field goal on fourth down late in the game instead of going for it?
You know, they were bleeding the clock out. That's what they do. And I understand the scrutiny I'll get. That's part of the gig, man.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. patchy, dense fog finally burns off and allows some pockets of sun to shine through. Feeling more like spring break, highs will climb to the low 40s. Some spotty sprinkles push in overnight and could flip to a few flurries by early tomorrow morning. Right now, it's 29 degrees.
Matt Nair on air.
I heard that new promo featuring Earl and Sandy Williams talking about being influencers. Now I cannot get the vision out of my head of those two doing TikToks.
I think we should do a series of videos of Calvin teaching them how to be influencers, like teaching them how to dance.
I'm not going to say I don't dance, but I'm not a good dancer, so I don't know.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on Lake Air, 1260 AM and 107.5 FM WLAK.
Hey everybody, this is Aaron from the Todd Allbaugh Show. Todd will be back from his trip around the state on Monday, and we'll round up the weekend in news. Join us from noon to 2.
Like smelt fries and music on the river, we're uniquely Amory. This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK, Amory's radio station.
Hey, what's up now?
Brother, what's up?
Hey, how you doing?
Party, man.
Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. You know, before we went to a short break, I was, you know, asking the questions. There are many articles everywhere talking about rural America and its penchant for supporting Donald Trump. And, you know, you have to ask the question again. There are people who seem to think that Donald Trump is going to be their savior. He is going to turn the fortunes of rural America around. And by electing him, he's going to be able to focus on their areas and change the dynamic of, you know, their situations. And I asked the question, if so, and if people are to believe that, he had 4 years. And I asked if there was one thing rural America could point the finger at that Donald Trump did his first 4 years that changed their condition at all. And I haven't heard, you know, one thing. Yeah, phone number is 844-967-2789 that Donald Trump has done to improve the lots of those, you know, who live in rural America. Here's a response. A lifelong Republican, Hendricks said Trump cares more about trying to ensure success for the businesses in America, big and small, which is a different marker to her. He represents a symbol of strength, and I'm not just speaking for me. These are what my friends also share with me, said Hendricks, adding that she thinks the former president would make America look more feared by international leaders. Oh, is that what it is? A bully. Is that what you're looking for? A man that will put fear and strike fear in the hearts of international leaders? Is that what is one of the things that rural America is looking for? Joe Biden doesn't strike fear in the faces of other national leaders. And so one of the reasons that they're supporting him is that. Let's go to Susan from Kenosha. Good morning to you, Susan. How you doing? Thank you for the call.
I'm doing fine. Good morning. I think that rural America has been listening to information that is erroneous. It's a lot of conspiracy theories, so on and so forth. But I understand, because I try to keep tabs on rural America, because actually that's where my family came from, is rural America. rural America now is facing a lot of trauma. They have schools that have been closed, colleges that have been closed, and
hospitals. Hospitals getting ready to close.
Hospitals, all these things are closing. They're also not going to, a lot of the rural Americans, because they did not make a big income, were able to apply for Medicaid and coverage, and that has been taken away from them. I believe that the Democrats should spend more time going there and talking to these people who live in rural America and see what they need, and let's try to give them what they need. Because what's happening is all these little farms these people are losing their farms, and corporate America is buying them up. And they're consolidating all these areas. And I don't believe like the food source is as great as with it, as good as with rural America, where you have honest, God-fearing people feeding their cows, planting their corn, and putting great care in them. When you have a big manufacturing, they just don't care. They just want to get the fastest foods out, and they incorporate things that we don't need in our food. So I think that if the Democrats would get serious, go out there and speak to these people. Give them what they need to survive.
Let me ask you, Susan, Donald Trump was president for 4 years. Did he give them what they needed?
No.
Okay, so then my next question would be, why then do they believe he's going to do it this time around?
Not the foggiest idea, but you have to understand, too, especially in the state of Wisconsin, the Republicans hold the purse strings. And to all these farmers who get subsidies, the farmers don't realize their subsidy is not going to be rise this year. But the subsidy for the schools in the suburbs is rising because these private schools are asking for more money.
Yeah, but Susan.
And it is.
But Susan, the Republicans control all of that. So if that's the issue, if that's one of the issues, Republicans control state government here. If there's a problem with education in rural Wisconsin, then it's easy to see who's behind that, who has control over that, as Republicans have had for the last 12 years.
Well, I think what they're afraid of is they're going to lose more if they go against Republicans. And look at what Donald Trump has done. He has threatened people who are going to endorse other Republicans.
That's okay? I mean, that's what they support?
They're going to support it because they don't want to lose any more than they already have lost.
Hey, Susan, thank you very much for the call. I just don't understand that. Let's go to Al from Milwaukee. Good morning to you, Al. You say what?
Good morning, my brother. Listening to your question and listening to some of the responses, the only thing that came to mind was the tariffs. When Trump was in office and he imposed the tariffs on goods both going overseas,
right,
and coming back, he increased costs for rural America to the point where many of them had to shut down their farms and what have you, because they could not afford to be able to ship things. And that was one of the problems that he imposed upon the rural farmers and others that I can think of. But for the most part, he did nothing to help the rural communities, and he did nothing to help the cities. He did a lot for the suburbanites, but he did nothing for rural.
So
and the tariffs, as I remember them, were a big burden on all, especially the farmers, because they were competing with other European nations, like the one that's at war with Russia, who provides the breadbasket of Europe. So that's my thought.
Well, you know, Al, there's also, and this is at the root of what is happening with Donald Trump and what Donald Trump has done. You know, Donald Trump is not a conservative. And so there are conservatives who totally disagree with Donald Trump. Conservatives are against tariffs, Al. That has always been one of the planks of what they stand for. And yet Donald Trump, you know, as you stated, initiated those things. And so Donald Trump has his own issues of blood to deal with as it relates to conservatives who have clearly stated, we're not supporting Donald Trump because Donald Trump, there's nothing about him that is in line with what conservatives think. So you know, when you look at rural America, and I get it, they're frustrated, but people are frustrated everywhere because we live in a country, Al, where big money is what's the order is the order of the day. And so whether it's rural or urban, big money is running the show, as Tom from L.A. always says. And until we can understand that it is big money that doesn't care about urban America or doesn't care about rural America. And that's why, you know, to me, we've got to figure out a way to get urban America and rural America to understand we're facing the same issues, Al. That people who are sucking out the life of the American people right before all of our eyes, and yet we have been made to be enemies of one another, right?
That's correct. But as I was trying to say, Donald Trump is not a conservative, nor is he whatever that other word is for the Democrats. But the point is, he's a crook, and he's been that way since he took over his father's business. And basically, he's not a politician. He's a basic crook, and he's shown that in every business dealings that he's done, and he showed it when he was president of the United States.
So Al, if
they believe that he's going to do something to improve something other than his bottom line, they're a bunch of fools.
Hey, Al, thank you very much for the call. 844-967-2789. You know, your thoughts on, you know, rural America and its affinity for Donald Trump.
What's going on? What's going on? Yeah, what's going on? What's going on? Tell me what's going on. I'll tell you what's going on. What's going on?
You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
We all have someone we love, like the favorite lyric in our favorite song. You can't imagine life without them. Cancer screening tests can help keep the person you love around longer by detecting changes before cancer develops, or catch it early when it may be easier to treat. And many tests are available for free or are covered by insurance. It's time to sound like a broken record. Tell all your friends and family, I love you. Get screened. Visit cancer.org/getscreened to learn more.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
I love Jennifer Beals, and it is my pleasure to welcome to Nightlight a guy who kissed her, Peter Moore.
I wish I could say she was madly in love with me, but we starred in the High School Musical.
You and I kissed during a play once, Pete, and I will say I didn't really feel a connection.
That was also in The Boyfriend, but that was a different version of The Boyfriend.
That was The Boyfriends.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 8 till 10 on Lake Air, 1260 AM and 107.5 FM WLAK. Lake Air, 1260 AM WLAK.
It's a little bit funny, this feeling inside. I'm not one of those who can easily hide. I don't have much money, but boy, if I did, I'd buy a big house where we both could live. But then again, no, or a man who makes potions in a traveling show. I know it's not much, but it's the best I can do. My gift is my song, and this one's for you.
Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. Let me read a couple texts quickly before we go to the phone lines. At the heart of the matter would be my question to working, not rich, rural farmers. Would you rather government dictate prices on their product, or would they rather sell on the open market? Tony, eliminating the Electoral College makes everyone's vote equal. People hate politicians and politicians hate Donald Trump, the enemy of my enemy. Rico, there you go, Sue. They compete with corporate farming. Rose, rural America has always voted Republican. It takes a lot of self-reflection to change their beliefs. And this one, I think when you live in silos, i.e. rural, you can very easily be manipulated by the diverse rhetoric that Donald J. Trump and people like him spew. Fear and bullying is the strategy Republicans are using. The average person is concerned with survival, and Donald J. Trump has convinced them that he will take care of them. The question is, what have the Republicans done for the average American? It is not going to matter what rural or urban or suburban communities think if the Republicans take control of government, because what anyone other than rich white men think will matter. Democracy is on the ballot. Let's go to Tom. Hey, Tom, good morning. You say what?
Good morning, Earl. First off, we the people, and that means all of us, ultimately are the government, and we must never forget that. In terms of this issue, I'll tell you right now, about 20 years ago, I'm from a town in Wisconsin of 2,000 people, rural Wisconsin. And I, at that time, was very, very big on MSNBC. And they didn't even have that in their cable packages. They didn't even have even heard of MSNBC at the time. And I went down to the cable company because I was like, my parents need to be hearing other points of view. But I would say Fox News and right-wing hate radio has definitely poisoned people and has taken advantage of the rural people. But I do believe that people in the rural areas are starting to see and feel what Bidenomics is bringing to them. I think a lot of people in the rural areas are older people, and I think they're seeing the prescription drug pricing that is actually helping them. I think that if we had a media a little bit more in this country, they'd understand that the Republicans are the ones that denied the Medicaid expansion money, and that's why the rural hospitals are closing. And I think a woman's right to choose versus the government's right to choose is something that is an issue for all women or all men and all women. That everyone can agree with that government shouldn't be telling a woman what to do with her body. I will say, though, that small rural communities, are very, very good people. They're very salt of the earth people. They help out their neighbor. They just need to ask themselves a simple question. What have the Republicans done, honestly, in the past 50 years that has helped anybody in the middle?
So, Tom, so that really is the question. What have to say that Joe Biden and the Democrats haven't done anything for rural America? And then you say, okay, so because Joe Biden has not done anything for rural America, that means we'll vote for a guy who 4 years ago was the president of the United States. And yet they can't put their finger on one thing he did in his 4 years. What makes them think that 4 years later he's going to do something for them now?
Well,
when he's only talking revenge, Tom, that's all he's talking.
Not only that, all he's going to be is an authoritarian dictator. And if you don't think he's going to come after everybody, you're absolutely insane. And democracy is on the ballot. And the people in the rural areas, they think for some reason that they live 5 miles from their next neighbor and they're there to help their neighbor. That's not going to matter. And what's happened in the rural America also is the corporate farms, the CAFOs, have come and have taken over the small mom and pop local farms. And, and those decisions used to be made at the very local level. Now they have the farmers, basically everything being done at the state level, which the Republicans say they're for local government, which they're not. So I would just, really, really ask my rural compatriots to really look at what is happening out there, and that maybe they join with us or with all of us, and to really focus on getting money out of politics. Because that is the bottom line. But the Republicans have done nothing for them. They've done stuff for Widow Hendricks. They will talk a good game and say tax breaks, tax breaks, tax breaks. That's their answer to everything. But they don't do anything. But, you get a $200 tax break. Yeah, Mr. or Miss, person down the street. But you know what? The reason why the rural areas and the downtowns are vacant now is because of the big corporate Walmarts and places like that, where you have to drive 20 and 30 miles just to get something, but you don't have your local pharmacy anymore. You don't have your local things like that that go back into the community, and people need to understand when they.
All right, Tom, thank you very much for the call. 844-967-2789 is the number. Your thoughts?
I hope you don't mind. I hope you don't mind what I put down in the words. How wonderful life is while you're.
Radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Gasoline prices are rising in Wisconsin due to refinery issues and the ongoing Middle East conflict. The average price of regular is $2.73 a gallon. That's 3 cents higher than last week. Gas Buddy expects prices to really start climbing in mid-February, with prices rising by 35 to 85 cents by April or May. Human papillomavirus, or HPV, is linked to cervical cancer. Dr. Monica Wells practices internal medicine. She urges young people to get the HPV vaccine as young as age 11 or 12.
The goal is to administer vaccine before exposure. And so the HPV virus is predominantly sexually transmitted.
January is Cervical Cancer Awareness Month. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly. A World War II-era hand grenade was discovered in the donated items at the Ashland Goodwill over the weekend. According to True North Goodwill officials, an employee found the grenade in the donations bin, called 911, and evacuated the store. The Ashland Police Department, Marathon County Sheriff's Department, and Bomb Squad detonated and destroyed the grenade in a safe location, and the store was able to reopen. No other weapons were found in the donations bin, and the incident is under investigation. Two teenagers are in custody following reports of an armed robbery on Thursday. The incident occurred around 8:40 on Thursday night near the 800 block of Fifth Avenue South in Virginia. Law enforcement authorities say a 17-year-old told them he was robbed at gunpoint by two people he knew, and they took his money and some personal property. Officers searched a nearby home and took a 16-year-old and 17-year-old into custody. The two are being held at the Arrowhead Juvenile Center in Duluth. And that's what you need to know. For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly.
Think you'd like working with us at Civic Media? We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. If you have the right skills to join our team, let's talk. Civic Media is a proud equal opportunity employer committed to diversity and inclusion, along with the growth and development of all current and future employees. If you're interested or are part of an organization who wants to know more, go to our website, civicmedia.us, and click on the Careers tab.
Bucks take on the Nuggets. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Bucks begin a long road trip to five different cities, starting tonight in Colorado against the defending champions, the Denver Nuggets. New head coach Doc Rivers asked, how hard is it taking over a team in the middle of an NBA season?
Listen, I've never done this. I wouldn't wish this on anyone. It's going to be a challenge. It's got to get organized quickly.
Rivers attended the Marquette basketball game, where he played in the early 1980s. Packers quarterback Jordan Love, also in attendance as a fan. The Golden Eagles beat Seton Hall 75-57. They're on the road tomorrow night against Villanova. NFL, the 49ers are headed back to the Super Bowl. They were down by 17 points, but came back to beat Detroit 34-31. Lions head coach Dan Campbell asked, why didn't he try a field goal on fourth down late in the game instead of going for it?
You know, they were bleeding the clock out. That's what they do. And I understand the scrutiny I'll get. That's part of the gig, man.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Patchy dense fog finally burns off and allows some pockets of sun to shine through. Feeling more like spring break, highs will climb to the low 40s. Some spotty sprinkles push in overnight and could flip to a few flurries by early tomorrow morning. Right now, it's 29 degrees.
Valentine's Day is here. This year, give the ultimate gift. Name a star after your sweetheart. This is Rocky Moselle with International Star Registry. For 45 years, we've named millions of stars for celebrities, dignitaries, and individuals worldwide. For $59 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com, you can give the most memorable gift. The star you name will be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office. Visit starregistry.com or call 800-282-3333.
In touch with the City of Lakes. In touch with you. This is Lake Air, 1260 AM WLAK, Amory's radio station.
Someone who needs me, someone I've needed so long.
to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. I mean, we really need to think long and hard about the decision that we're going to make, in November. You know, the issues right now with the attack, three American soldiers, you know, killed last night, 25 or more injured, and the fact that we are heading into a confrontation, you know, with Iran, the fact that there is a convoy of truckers as we speak heading down to the southern border in what they claim is going to be a battle to, you know, to stop the migrant invasion, you know, and they're going to take this upon themselves as if they somehow are the government, and what that's going to happen with that, and how you're going to need to have somebody who can handle these situations without doing something crazy. You know, the fact that, you know, the issues going on, in Ukraine, you know, in Gaza, all of these things, when we're thinking about electing a president, it's not just what's happening with the economy of the nation, it is what's happening globally. And to say that we're going to put a man as unstable as Donald Trump is in office because he understands my situation, I just, for the life of me, I don't understand. Let's go to Bill from O'Connemore. Good morning to you, Bill. You say what?
Earl, you're going to have to help me interpret this correctly. If I understand, Donald Trump is now considered a convicted sexual predator. He's
yes.
also considered a tax evader by conviction. He's already been charged with and is in the process of domestic terrorism. So I believe the morals of America are a lot higher than that. So for that reason, I'm asking all people to, in their minds, censor all those people that support that. And let's move forward. They got Nikki Haley. Now, she doesn't have a clean slate. She supported that criminal. But let's deal with her. Let's push Trump outside. He's not even qualified morally to run for the office of president. Now, on the people on the border, what Fox News, what Abbott, what the mega Republicans are lying about, those people are, through a fashion, being registered as coming into the United States. They don't want to talk about that. They also don't want to talk about that Biden already gives them, is going to offer to mediate it and come up with a plan both sides alike. The Republicans already agreed. That has to be brought to the table, too. All this other stuff. There is no way America can afford to have a sexual predator, a tax evader, a two-time impeached, 11 bankruptcies, and all the other stuff he carries in leadership role. He's not capable. So, plus, he's now on the first set of dementia. So there is no reason we even have to engage these people in conversation, because how can you defend it? Am I right? Or am I wrong?
Bill, you're right, because what people are not thinking about all these other things that are going on, and at a time that we know with a surety that Donald Trump is not a person who is in a position to deal with, people can say what they want to say about Joe Biden, but Joe Biden's not calling all the shots. He's got others around him who will make the decisions. We know Donald Trump is going to make the decisions himself unilaterally. And that's therein lies the danger. Thank you very much for the call, Bill. Let's go to Dave from Mequon. Dave, you say what?
Good morning, Earl. Really quickly, so I sent you a link of what NATO is preparing for, and Great Britain, Germany, France, they're all preparing for World War III. I know people are ignoring this, why they're ignoring what NATO is doing, and why we as government officials in the United States not doing the same thing. If Europe is preparing for it, obviously there's a reason. And the thing is, we're not being told to do anything. We're thinking, it's not going to happen and anything else. The fact of the matter is that you look at the amount of money that's being spent by Russia and China and raising up their nuclear arms, modernizing them. Even the United States now is doing that. The fact that we sold some more F-16 jets to Turkey. Finland just is going to be joining NATO. I've said this many times to you and Sandy, and you guys keep refusing to realize that the American government needs to make people prepared for the absolute.
Are you not aware that the United States still spends more on military than all the rest of those nations you just talked about combined? Okay, so when you sound this alarm, Dave, about all of those nations are building these, we spend more than all of them combined still, Dave, and we only make up 4% of the global population. So while you're sounding the alarm, I understand from the perspective of the other nations that one nation that only represents 4% of the global population spends more on military than all the rest of those nations combined, and you're trying to send an alarm, Dave, that, we need to be concerned. Thank you very much for the call. Let's go to Bill from Grant County. Good morning to you, Bill. You say what?
Yeah, I appreciate your dialogue and taking my call.
Thank you.
I just have an issue with some of your callers referring to Donald Trump early stage of dementia. You put Donald Trump and Joe Biden head to head on a debate, and we'll see who's got the advanced dementia. I'm sick of your callers calling in and diagnosing Donald Trump's mental capability. It's wrong, and you shouldn't allow it.
Hey, Bill, can I respond to you? Have you not been aware of the constant, what do they call it? Go Brandon. What was that, Calvin?
Let's go Brandon.
Let's go Brandon. Are you not aware of the fact that, I don't know, for the last 2-3 years, Republicans have constantly talked about Joe Biden having dementia? Are you not aware of those things, Bill?
Well, I'm certainly aware of that. But
okay, so let me, so in fairness, constantly, that's what we hear from the right about President Joe Biden. But it annoys you that people are pushing back on Donald Trump. Well, maybe Donald Trump should stop saying that Joe Biden has advanced dementia if he doesn't want people to say the same thing about him.
Well, maybe the First Lady should have some empathy and some sympathy for the American people and ask her husband to please step down, because he's putting this nation in danger because they see his weakness. Earl, they see his weakness on the world stage. That's why we got this stuff going on like we do in the Red Sea, in Egypt.
Do you really believe, sir, that Donald Trump is this boogeyman that the rest of the world is going to be afraid of because he's a strong man? Is that what you perceive?
Well, I can't predict the future, but I can tell you about the past. Donald Trump put the screws to the people that stepped on this. Look, we got 3 servicemen killed and over in by the Red Sea.
I got
there.
That.
And you don't get no response from the White House.
Sir, there is a response coming. And that's what I'm fearful of, what that leads to. on a broader scale. Thank you very much for the call. Let's go to Mike from Kenosha. Good morning to you, Mike. You say what, sir?
Good morning. Thank you. Happy start to the new week.
You too.
It's hard to listen to Bill. Bill, love you, man. You're my brother. But I will tell you, you're caught up in a silo. The other day when, was it Friday, I think, when the judge or the verdict came out for the $83 million jury
penalty.
Award,
right.
I immediately, and I was watching it live, I immediately went to Fox News, and for 2 hours, they did not report it. I did not see it. I looked and looked and looked at the TiVo, I looked again. They did not report it. So, Bill, whatever it's worth, I would check my media sources a little bit before I go jumping off the top of the building claiming that America is not going to respond to this Iranian aggression, if you will. The president made it perfectly clear that we will,
yes,
we would respond at a time and a place of our choosing. So finally, and this is what prompted my call. I watched the show Up Front. Over the weekend, it's a regular program out
Channel
of Milwaukee.
Four. Right.
And one of the things that they had the Marquette Law School guy poll. Who runs the poll, something to that effect. And when he's reading off these polls and saying that, the voters still are unsure about this or that, the reason why they're unsure is because they're being fed a constant flow of misinformation from the right. And why in the world Marquette or any other poll group, legitimate poll group, doesn't qualify their polling and to make it more distinct and more clear instead of clear as mud is what they do, I think it's wrong. So whatever it's worth, the information that we get matters, and it's up to us, we the peeps, to discern fact from fiction. And if you're buying into this crap that first it's Sleepy Joe and Pokey Joe and Disabled Joe, now it's Joe Biden the crime boss, come on, pick a lane and stay in it instead of dancing all around right wingers. Give me a break.
Hey Mike, thank you very much for the call. 844-967-2789. The rest of you will come to you on the other side. Our phone lines are open. You can join the conversation. It's Monday, and so we always have a lively conversation on Monday. We'll return.
This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Hey, son. How are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it. Navigating without a compass, eyes waiting, started to wonder, metamorphosis, lost of who you thought you was.
When your kid can't find the language, help them find the lyrics. Listen to the Sound It Out album and get tips and tools to start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
Last few minutes of the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. You know, before we go to the phone lines, you know, the name calling. And you know, let's just be clear. You know, Republicans have constantly talked about Joe Biden having dementia. And so, you know, Donald Trump has certainly been a guy. What is he calling Nikki Haley now? Bird brain. He's the guy who has gotten into the childishness of all the name calling. He's the guy who acts as though he's 10 years old. And instead of having adult conversations, he decides he somehow thinks it's cute or it's intellectual to call people names. And he gets somewhere along the line, there are people, adults, who think that that's entertaining. But what that is a lack of a person who has the cognitive abilities to have a level-headed conversation about people without using name-calling. I mean, you know, I work with children. And we do everything constantly to try to get children not to be, you know, children as it relates to those kind of things. Here's a man almost 80 years old who still, the only thing he can do is come up with calling people different names. And yet there are people who call the show and say that we shouldn't allow others to refer to Donald Trump as having dementia when for the last 4 years, that's all you've ever heard is that Joe Biden has dementia. Let's go to Rico from Rock County. Good morning to you, Rico. You say what?
Hey, Earl. Great show. Great show today.
Well, thank you.
You know, you started out this show with a awesome subject matter, and I've listened to conservative callers call in all morning long. Number one, hard to even
and you live in rural America.
Yes, I do, Earl.
Okay, go ahead.
Number one, none of these callers can even stay on subject, let alone give you any input or answer to your questions about how do we reach rural America.
Yes.
Or let's just talk about rural Wisconsin, right, Earl?
Go ahead.
Okay. And I can tell you what's going on here is the fact right-wing media, Tom nailed it. And I've got a solution. If we could just get civic media in the barns of rural America, across Wisconsin especially, we might have a chance, because these guys have bought into the hatred and the fear and the fake Christianity and the culture wars and every other thing, to the point that they even tell their listeners they may have to, get this, Earl, may have to take up arms and fight a civil war here in the United States of America. Now, I ask you out there, you conservative listeners, how does that make America great again? Answer me that, would you please? Thanks, Earl.
Rico, it's a great call, man. It's a great call. You live in rural America. Civic Media is doing the best that it can. It's in 20 different markets across the state, majority of them rural America, as we attempt to try to get rural America to look at this thing from the perspective of, you know, what is truth and what is fiction. And so, you know, Rico, you know, he just hit it out of the park. He lives in rural America. He lives in Rock County. He lives in an area, his neighbors that he's talking to, he knows, he understands. He's not somebody who lives in, you know, urban America. He's a guy who lives in rural America. He's telling us the issues. He's telling us what he sees from his neighbors. And so we've got to do, and which is what Civic Media does, attempts to reach out to those communities and offer them, an opportunity to have their voices heard and to get them to see this whole thing, the full picture, not just Democrat and Republican, but the full picture of the fact that America is at a crossroads. America's clearly at a crossroads, whether people want to believe that or not. They don't have to believe it, but that doesn't mean she's not at a crossroads. And as Rico said, I didn't get a chance to get into, and Sandy and I will get into this tomorrow, the caravan of truckers who are headed down to the border, and I'm sure they're armed, and they somehow think that they're going to be the ones who are going to straighten things out at the border. And that Joe Q. Public, an average citizen, who in his mind believes he has a responsibility to go fix the border. We're at a crossroads in our nation. Don't fool yourself. And so when it comes to this election, we all had better think long and hard about the decision that we are going to make, because it's going to impact and affect this nation for decades to come. Make no mistake about it. Calvin, thank you as always. Thank everybody who made the show go. Up next, Jane Madner, Craig Barr, and Madner on air. All right, thank you.
Broadcasting from atop the water tower. Well, not really, but it sounds fun. This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK, Amory's radio station. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Women hear a lot about self-care these days. Advice on ways to relax, exercise, eat healthy, and more. Those are all great. But one of the most important self-care steps we can take is making sure we're financially secure later in life. That means saving money for retirement. It's never too late to start. And it's the kind of self-care that brings peace of mind that lasts. For small steps you can take to save for retirement, visit WeSaySaveIt.org. That's WeSaySaveIt.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK 1260 AM Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News.